Hi, this is Dwayne again with another tip on good stuff you really ought to know about music. You know, these tips.
Tips add up over the course of time, by the way. You may not think that it's really a big deal to know what a Picardy third is, and it isn't. I mean, you can live without it. Millions of people do. But by knowing just the various nuances of music, the little tiny nuances, several things happen. One, it gives you some confidence that you know what you're doing over the course of time. When you know hundreds of little items, you know, about things, it just gives you confidence. It's analogous to, I have a brother-in-law who's a carpenter, and he just knows hundreds or thousands of little things that, you know, I don't know. I'm not a carpenter, so I don't know these things. I know the broad strokes, I guess, but you know, I sure don't know the little nuances. And so when you know those little nuances, it gives you confidence in what you're doing, and two, it's way more interesting if you know how music works, know what theory and harmony is and the fine points of it, and then of course in your application of playing, it gives you a broader scope of things to do, doesn't it? Because you know what's available to you. Well, let's take a look at this good stuff card that's in front of you. This is about the N6 chord. N6 is short for Neapolitan 6. It's a colorful chord, and it was used by a group of composers who were centered around the city of Naples in Italy, the Neapolitan School of Composing. And they use this a lot. There's certain things that came into being, like the Alberti bass. It came into being because a guy named Alberti, a composer, he used it too much. I mean, he used it a lot, okay? And overused it, probably. And so these composers kind of became famous for using this particular chord. It's not real complex. It's simply a major triad. It's a major chord, but it's built on the Lord's second scale degree. Now, what in the world does that mean? Well, say you're in the key of C, and you're playing along in the key of C. You know the primary chords, C, F, G, C. Well, the Neapolitan 6 is D-flat, okay? So it's just a half step above the tonic chord, okay? You've heard this kind of thing. That's just the Neapolitan 6. You're just moving up a half step. Now, one nice thing about the Neapolitan 6 is that you can put a 7th in the chord. Like, the chord is D-flat. If you're in the key of C, the chord is D-flat. So D-flat, F, and A-flat, you can put a 7th in it. What would be a 7th of the D-flat chord? That's right, C-flat. Looks like B, but it's really C-flat, okay? Now, that C-flat is inharmonic with B, isn't it? Okay, B is part of the G chord, or the G seventh chord. G seventh is the chord that leads where? It leads up a fourth to C. Okay, so what I'm saying is you can go from C to D flat seventh to G seventh to C, and you have a nice, wonderful progression. Listen. Can you do it in minor? Sure. Create all kinds of things just out of that Neapolitan 6. And that's all there really is to it. But it's one of those little fine points of music that you really ought to know. Good stuff. Thanks for being with me. See you again sometime. Bye-bye for now.